Tennessee's health and law enforcement agencies are starting to crack down on a product that's being promoted by farm officials, industrial hemp. Now, early investors in this expanding industry are realizing they might be violating the law, even though they thought they were in the clear. WPLN's Shalina Chatlani reports.
David Duncan owns Music City Hemp Store, and this October, his entire inventory was stolen.
So, I worked through a bunch of issues to be open today. My phone rings all day, every day.
Now, he's busy wiping down a counter as he sets up his new location.
Who the hell would do that? And why?
Duncan says he's come to only one conclusion. Those criminals must have been confused. And perhaps they're not alone. In recent weeks, a Stewart County grower chased off heavily armed men after they attempted to steal his crops. That same day, another burglar tried to take his plants. This is odd, Duncan says, because hemp is not some black market drug. The CBD oil he sells has less than 0.3% of psychoactive element, THC.
So you're stealing medicine that doesn't get you high. And if you knew that, why would you do it? We can do these, dude.
But the state's Department of Health seems to also share the same view that hemp oil is an illicit drug. It released a warning in September about the health effects of marijuana and hemp. Also signed on to it, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
I mean, when I looked at that, I thought, it's a bunch of hooey. And I sent it to everybody and said, did you see this?
Duncan and other hemp sellers believe their product is perfectly legal in Tennessee, but that depends on who's interpreting the law. Here's why. In 2014, the National Farm Bill technically legalized industrial hemp. That is, if it's being used for research at higher education institutions, or if it's grown through a state-run pilot program. But the National Farm Bill failed to make a clear distinction on one key point, says David Waddell, the Department of Agriculture Legal Counsel.
They did not change the definition of controlled substances under the Controlled Substances Act. It still says anything that is from the cannabis plant is marijuana.
Under current U.S. drug policy, all cannabis varieties, including hemp and marijuana, are considered illegal controlled substances, and the pilot program only provides a narrow exemption. So hemp is only legal in the state under certain conditions. That means if you're selling a product like CBD, THC levels are not your only concern. The hemp also has to be sourced from a licensed farm in Tennessee. And if you're getting it from out of state, that farm also has to be licensed. Otherwise, you're selling marijuana under the law.
It's hard to tell where the CBD came from. The kinds you buy in the store or over the internet or wherever, it's really hard to tell whether it came from out of state or came from one of our licensed growers.
But Waddell says the program has been a great source of income for farmers. The Agriculture Department gave out 226 new licenses to grow hemp this year. The number goes up annually, and most of that hemp becomes CBD oil.
I think our understanding when the legislation passed was that hemp was primarily an industrial fiber.
That's David Reagan, the chief medical officer for Tennessee's Department of Health. He says when the state started the pilot program, officials thought the crop would be used for products like textiles and paper.
And there was not much discussion about the commercialization of medical treatments using CBD oil. And so this is a new development.
Reagan warns many of these CBD products are not approved by the FDA. So now officials are having to figure out a legal approach after the fact. Tommy Farmer is a special agent overseeing a dangerous drugs task force.
This is relatively a new process, and we're all trying to work together and weave our way through to make sure that we follow the law.
He says the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has been looking into stores with CBD products, but currently the state's crime lab cannot test for THC levels, and that's made enforcement nearly impossible. In February, police in Rutherford County padlocked 23 businesses and confiscated inventory. It was part of a sting known as Operation Candy Crush. Owners were indicted on a variety of charges, including felony drug sale. Those ended up getting dropped for lack of evidence. But Farmer says law enforcement will continue to keep an eye out. So he says those deciding to invest in the hemp industry need to lawyer up.
If they're going to be shipping, they're going to be selling these products, I would say they better discuss it with their counsel before they do so.
But soon the federal government could settle the matter. The new version of the Farm Bill is in the works, and one version of it would redefine hemp as an ordinary agricultural product. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chatlani.